Hello everyone, I'm James here, founder of smallcapasia.com. Welcome to our first ever podcast in my Two Cents series, where we reach out to prominent financial bloggers for a short Q&A. Today I have the honor of inviting Colin over for a short interview. Hi Colin, great to have you here today.
Okay, hi James. Good to see you in my office. Yes, let's start.
Okay. Yep, okay. So without further ado, okay, we'll jump into the interview Q&A. So first of all, can you kindly share more about yourself? What made you... I saw that you have a book, Systematic Trader, How I Turned $250,000 Debt into Profits. So can you know what made you rack up a debt of such a big amount, and how do you pull out from that?
Oh, okay. Actually, it's in the book, but let me let's explain. First thing first, thanks, James, for being here. We are right now in the office, and nobody's in the office right now because everybody is waiting for tonight's gala dinner. Okay, so let's start. How did I get into this debt? Okay, definitely it's not my debt. It's actually by one of my clients. Okay, this is close to maybe 11 or 12 years ago. Okay. That one of my clients, when I was a very new remiser, okay, just half year into the business, one of my this client actually traded a warrants. You know warrants?
Yeah.
Those warrants. Highly dangerous instrument. Okay.
Yeah.
Then he trade, and lost this money. And then decided not to pay. So me, I was then doing my own trading, my own part of trading, and he was doing his own trading. But what happened is he started not to pay. So if he don't pay, then who pay? And I have to pay. So I have to pay for his loss. And you know, so that's how the debt was incurred. And you know,
Okay. So how do you manage to get rid of the debt and then become a successful trader?
I of course, but during that time when it was in the debt, right, when I realized that, hey, I have to pay this money, it was not a good feeling. I think everybody would not have a good feeling. So the first thing what I did was I actually went to the beach, and then I thought about, hey, what do I want to do? How do I get out? And I literally went to the beach and planned out a 7-year plan, what I want to do from then onwards. So and then just nice during then, I was also doing my CFT program. Maybe later. Somebody just came in. Okay, so he was. We were doing a CFT program, and one of these friend of mine. Okay, he's now back in Germany. One of these friend of mine shared me something Then from there, I applied into a system. And long story short, very very long story. Okay, my long story short is, I use a system which I showed James just now. I use a system and I managed to trade, and with about 18 months later, I managed to pay off everything. Okay. And all the debts I managed to pay it off. That's how I grew it out. But understand that before that I was doing my own trading already.
So actually what got you into investing or trading?
Well, that's even longer. That is like, okay, all the while I'm very interested in investing, in trading. I think since maybe in secondary school, maybe I started to read books on trading, investing in my studies. I was always studying about all this. So when I got my license to trade at 21, I opened up my first account. Then the first thing I did was because I had to read, so I bought a lot of books, and I thought to myself, who are the richest who are the richest stock pickers? Who do you think is this?
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett, obviously. So I said, Warren Buffett must be the richest, so I think follow Warren Buffett. So I go and buy books about Warren Buffett, not books that he wrote, but books about Warren Buffett, and then I applied some of the strategy, and I picked out a few stocks. You all know what stocks I picked.
What stocks do you pick?
So one of the stocks that I picked was this company, which had a monopoly during then. And I described to you, see whether you know, had a monopoly in this business, was a high potential business. They were going into the online space. During then, online was very new. Okay, they had a doctor that was running the company, and the numbers are year on year, they got like 20% growth. Okay, so it's a good company, right? Logically, you say, hey, this is a good company, and a lot of analysts will say, hey, this company is good. So then I bought the company. I forgot what price I bought, but I bought the company, and I think it was around $1.130. Okay. And the price dropped to about $1. I say, hey, something wrong. I cut loss. Okay. And then now I think the stock is less than 10 cents.
Oh, less than 10 cents. Than 10.
What's the stock name? Informatics. During then, many years ago, Informatics had a private education. They were a monopoly, almost monopoly. You want to study computer. If you're not going to university, where do you go? You go to Informatics. And then many years ago, there was this doctor running. And many years ago, they had this idea to bring education online called Purple Train. The whole thing didn't work out. So, today you still see Informatics still trading in the stock market. But during then, many years ago, it was that high price. And then after many rounds, now it's like less than 10 cents. So it didn't work out for me. That method.
So actually, from what I understand, right, Warren Buffett is value investing. Right? So you are more towards trading, right?
So from there, after that, then I understand that, in reality, Warren Buffett doesn't really do it this way. These are books about Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett do what he do other derivatives. He go into management. He has the power to actually. There are a lot more things that Warren Buffett do that a normal investor, cannot do one. You cannot do it. So and then some of the methods are the way of choosing a stock. Some of the methods you cannot apply. Yeah. So and for Warren Buffett, because he's moving huge chunk of money, he cannot do trading. You know, if you buy a stock, the stock will just jump. So that's why he need to buy low, and he must buy a lot so he can buy low. But for most investors, right, most of the time, if you buy a stock, right, and you hang on for too long, you have opportunity cost. But Warren Buffett, because you need to get in huge chunk, that is really not his issue. It's more of allocation. You know, you need to allocate this money, huge chunk of money to this stock. But for a retail investor, most of the time, it's not allocation. I look one time, don't have stock, don't have money already. So mine is really to use money, right, to quickly make money. That's the point. You know what I'm saying? So it's a different way. Way. You cannot, a retail investor cannot use a Warren Buffett style to make money. It's difficult.
So is that why you invented this stock trading algorithm?
No, actually from there, this system wasn't invented so early. So from there, I continued to study. So I went in technical analysis, went for many courses and things like that. I still remember my first time I learned technical analysis. It's in this building called White House Road. White House Building, I think, in Maxwell. So during then, they had this thing called bucket shot. Do you know what bucket shot?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Bucket shot, right, is when they... they last time trade commodities, and then they will allow traders to come in, right, and trade with them. That means you put money with them, but the thing is, they sometimes will not feed the order to the markets, because during then, many years ago, it's not online, it's through telex. So you give an order to the broker, so-called the market show, they will call or telex out the price. So if there's a good feel, it's a good feel, then they will take themselves. They will say, oh, they will take their order themselves. But it's a lousy feel, that means it's a lousy price, and then they pass to you. So from there, they make the spread from all those so-called investor or trader there. That was like many years ago, when even online trading wasn't even around then.
So that's when you
learn technical analysis.
Technical analysis.
Yeah,
so
So the system only came about much later when so I have like more than many years lah trading experience already. The system came about only when I find out that even trading short term is not the answer. So I moved from so-called value investing method to more of using technical analysis to more of trading for income. I've been doing that for a few years before I became a miser. Then from trading for income, I moved into trading a bit longer term, what we call position trading through a system. That's the point when I actually changed my strategy again. So from trading very quickly, which generate a brokerage, to actually trading a bit longer term. And that's when the system came about. That's about maybe close to 11 years ago. Or maybe 10 or 11 years ago.
Okay. So, how can we get our hands on this trader's GPS? Is it only on the systematic trading course on your website?
Yes, okay. So the if you want to get this, the best place to go is go to this URL, Colin Xiao. Later maybe you can put in the your
I'll put
the
in there.
Colin Xiao slash SWB. Okay.
Okay,
Colin
SWB.
Colin Xiao
Okay.
dot slash SWB. That's the place you can find more about the course. So the course, right, after I paid off the losses, I think, hey, this software is quite powerful. Or this signal, then it's not a software then. This signal is very powerful. Then I thought to myself, what I want to do with this. Do I want to do it for myself? Do I want to share it? What do I want to do? So I felt that, hey, actually I can make money from the market. But what else do I want to do? And from there, I have this vision of community, starting a community. It means, community means what? You must be transparent. You must have open communication. That's why I show you the Facebook group, right? It's open communication. It must be community. It must be transparent. It must things like that. So I use this tool to help people. I help people in the community to move step by step towards their financial well-being. So it's not just me because one person alone very hard to do it. But if I give you a GPS, if I give you a software that you have the same signal as the person next to you, then the chances of you making the same direction or the same move be higher. And from there, through a community, that's how we actually move people step by step towards financial freedom. That's that's what I want to do. So the GPS is like compared to map and compass. So if I give you a compass, I give another person a compass, I give another person a compass, then I teach them how to learn topo, army having to topo. By the time I reach there, most people will be lost already, ground, because everybody maybe don't know how to use the compass and map. But if I use a GPS, right, then everyone will have the same signal.
That's how the name comes
Correct.
about.
So if everyone have the same signal, then my job is making sure that they follow the signal and follow after me, or follow the signal forward, Then at the same time, also the community can help one another. So that's what my
So
idea is about.
actually this system is applicable for newbie investors or
Yeah,
traders as
definitely.
well.
So most of the challenges of most investor is they don't know what to buy. Okay, they come into the market. They taught by reading a book or watching some video. They know how to trade, but a lot of times they after they do it, they have a big dream. They wanted to maybe invest wisely and things like that. But at the end of the day, it did not work for them. Why? Because a lot of times, sometimes it's very subjective. Okay. And sometimes it's no risk management, okay, and sometimes because they have the proper what we call coach to coach you through, so I think these are some of the reason that people face. So from this, right, we give them a very objective way of reading the market. We give them a co community to follow, and then bring them coach them through the process. So at the end of the day, you are the star lah. You are the one who finally will click the button. But what we do is using this tool, right, to guide you through in the journey.
Okay.
And this is how I would trade. The software is how I would trade. So basically, I just pass how I trade to you. Then whether you want to follow or not is based on your trading psychology, whether you can follow or not.
So this kind of sensitive lah, but do you mind sharing your portfolio, your components inside? How much percentage do you allocate to each type of like strategy or instrument?
Okay, good question. So how I split my portfolio right now is I put aside close to maybe 30% into algo trading, my own. That means I have a full-time person, and basically what his job is to look for alpha. Okay, he do back testing, he look for alpha, and we put money there and we trade using a robot. Okay, basically that is one of the things that I'm doing right now. Okay, using robots to trade. That's the first thing. The second thing what I do is, of course I still have some shares, okay, like on my own, but these are not trading stocks. These are more in longer term stocks, but longer term position. I'm slowly, because right now market is bullish, okay, we should ride the trends, okay, but if the market turns, we quickly want to reduce our position. In fact, I've been reducing. And the third part, right now I invested in a few companies. Example, Algo Merchant, I recently invested, they were on the front page of Business Times also. There are a few other companies I invested. One of them is called Trading Place, which is going to be out by next month. Basically, it's an incubator for traders. Okay, so it's about 3,000 over square feet where we house. We will let traders come in and trade, okay, and we incubate them. Either through robots, that means to help them to develop their own algos, or maybe just discretionary trading. So that's the second business. Then and the third one I do is on courses, executive courses. So basically it's helping, equipping people with retooling, reskilling, you know, making them better in the marketplace. Of course, I still do my own training and stuff. That is I've been doing for the 8-9 years already. So the portfolio is split for private equity, algo trading, and some index and ETFs and more longer term investment. So the three parts.
Okay. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no worries.
So we understand that you have a book actually titled The Systematic Trader, just not the one you share. Can you tell us more about it and like how is it useful for newbie traders?
Okay, I do get a lot of Facebook posts or Facebook messages and things like that. I think one of the biggest testimony right now is, do you know there's this program called China News Asia?
Yeah.
Chinese News Asia, there was this Money Mind Challenge. Okay. This Money Mind Challenge in this program, the person who won the best portfolio, Jimmy, right? Jimmy Yap. He actually read my book and he actually gave me a testimony on this. He read my book, used out the strategy over there to actually became the best portfolio award, won the best portfolio award. So I feel that in this book, right, it gives people a very holistic way of looking at the market, not just in terms of the inner game, which is the psychology part, but also the outer game of how to actually put in your tricks. A lot of books, a lot of theory. In my book, what I want to do is really practical knowledge. That means you, after reading my book, you should be able to trade the markets. That's what I hope the book can do. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So we are almost to the end of the interview.
Okay.
So just last two questions from me.
Okay.
Do you have any books that can books or role models that you will recommend? And like share more with the readers.
Books
Books or role models like the one you previously mentioned, Warren Buffett. I mean,
trading books
Trading books.
I stopped reading. I used to read a lot of trading books but I stopped reading quite a lot of trading books because at the end of the day, trading is about this. It's about probability. That means what is your hit ratio. And payoff ratio, it means if you're correct, how much you get paid. Okay, strategy, things like that is all there. So you don't need 1,000 strategy. All you need is a good strategy and practice it 1,000 times. I think that's the key.
So, trading books, let me see. What is a good trading book for me? I would say when I did my CFTE, my Certified Financial Technician course, we studied this book by John Murphy. It will give you a good calculation of technical analysis. That will give you a good foundation. That means the book is by John Murphy, Technical Analysis. I think that is a good book because from that book, you actually get all the foundation of trading of technical analysis. I think for me, that was a it's a thick book, but it's not a difficult read book. Role model.
Yeah. Right. Those
Is it
successful trader
must be
or
trader or what? No need
depends on you la, like trader or investor.
Don't have also leh. Don't have
So yeah, self-learn
I
kind of
of course I
trader.
learned from a lot of people lah. That day I just threw away a lot of seminar notes and books books I didn't throw out, but seminar notes I got a lot lah. I don't know how many hundred or maybe thousand of courses I went up. A lot lah. Offline, online, I went through a lot of courses lah. But if you ask me whether there's one person I want to thank is maybe the German friend who actually showed me a way to actually I saw how it trade, so that but he's not known he's, you all don't know him
He show you the light at the end of the
yeah. I
tunnel.
think for him for me is to thank him because at the end of the day I it's not a he's a it's not a well-known hedge fund. He used to own a hedge fund in Singapore, but not well-known hedge fund manager. But from him, I learned a lot. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah, yeah.
So, last question.
Yeah.
So, any advice or words of encouragement for like fellow young investors?
Okay, I got one advice. Okay, if you want to be serious in doing what you want to do, like investing or trading, right? If you really want to be serious, is to get yourself a coach. Okay. They say, why is it must get yourself a coach? Very simple. It's because we talk about, let's say, driving. Is it dangerous?
If you don't
Dangerous,
know the
right?
roads,
Danger. If you don't know how to
dangerous.
drive, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why you got an instructor beside you. Yes or no?
Yeah.
You must pass and then get. Then you can get drive. Diving also same thing. You dive, right? You must have a basic diving course and things like that. Then you have a coach. You got a person beside you. Trading or investing, is it dangerous? Dangerous ah. Correct. If you don't know how to do it you can lose money. Does it make sense or not? You can
Makes
lose
a lot of
money. Then you will
sense.
say, hey, Colin, but I can learn from internet, I can learn from Google, Yahoo. Then same thing, same question. If you do diving, can you learn from internet? Can but can possible you drown or can you know, or driving, can you learn from internet? Can, but is it possible you kill someone? Can also. So the point is really, really want to be serious in this game and not a game, you want to be serious in making money, then get yourself a good coach that can guide you through, who have done it before and that have guide you through before. So I think that is the one advice that I will give that person. And the most expensive mistake is your mistake. It means you learn from your own mistake. That's the most expensive mistake. The clever way is to learn from other people's mistake. Yeah, that's the clever way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the advice I will give to people. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
So if you want, you can go to the website just now I say colinsiang.com/swp to register for some of the events that are coming. Okay, if not, you can go to my blog, okay, colinsiang.com. Colinsiang.com, you can sign up for my newsletter over there also. Colin is with double L. So maybe later, James, you can
Yeah,
just put down the
I'll
link
just
over
put it
there.
on. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay.
can.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank
Hope you
you.
all have enjoyed our interview series.
Yes,
Okay, so
our first one.
yeah, thank you very much and see you next time.
Okay, see you. Bye.
Bye.